profiling some of the region's excellent educators. This is Robin Abelson. Robin, thanks so much for joining us here today. First off, we want to know, how did you get involved in teaching?
Well, I had a really great teacher in grade four who let me, when I was done my work, go and help my peers. And instead of watching my friends struggle, he let me go and help. And he would watch me, too, and he would instruct me to not do the work for them, but actually help and guide them. And I thought that was really cool in grade four, and so from there I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I'd also been taking piano lessons, and up till that point they were sort of a fun thing, but they didn't have a purpose. And I'm like, oh, great, I can have a purpose now with these piano lessons, so I could be a music teacher. And I also had some great music teachers in my life that I'm like, yeah, I want to be like that. So that's how I got involved.
And what have you gotten out of this experience so far?
I get to see students try new things and surprise themselves. So as a band teacher, I get to see students go from not knowing how to hold a band instrument properly to playing a whole piece. I get to see history students develop an interest and relate history to their lives. And I get to see my drama students, those students who come into my drama class hating talking in front of a class at the beginning of the year, who then want to take on roles in plays at the end of the course.
And what has been some of the biggest challenges that you've had to face?
The biggest challenge, I think, and this is pretty much for any teacher, is to not take any of it too personally. You have to have a thick skin when teaching. The kids are not always going to like your subject, the lesson, or even you as a personality. And so you have to let that kind of roll off your back. You're not going to, you know, you have to know your audience, you have to know your kids, but you're not going to hit 100% every day.
Robin, if somebody came to you advice on wanting to become a teacher one day, what would you tell them?
I think, like, do a co-op placement in a school, volunteer at a camp. Basically, try it out a little first to make sure it's something you want to look into. And then if you do go into teaching, don't limit yourself to teaching in Ontario. I've had friends go and teach abroad and absolutely love it, so much so that they actually stayed in the country that they were teaching in. So don't limit yourself.
And finally, what accomplishments are you most proud of? I know you've done a lot over the years.
I was going to say, for me, it isn't just one thing. It's a bunch of things. I love that my band kids, when we go to perform at Canada's Wonderland, knowing that it's sort of a fun day, but they still take the performance part really seriously. Those kids who didn't think they'd like drama, but not only end up loving the drama class, but go and audition for community productions. And my history students, the ones that go on the March Break Europe trips, that come back excited to show me pictures of the historical places that they got to see that we had talked about in class. So it's all of those little things. It's great when I can see the kids take something and kind of run with it.